造男和造女不同。
Last time we have discussed how God had made man and woman to be different.
女人有爱美的特性。
And ladies usually care more about beauty.
彼得前书的教导，鼓励做妻子的注重内在美，比注重外在美更为重要。
In 1 Peter, Peter exhorted the wives to pay more attention to the beauty inside than the beauty outside.
三章第四节说，只要以里面存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰，这在神面前是极宝贵的。
In 1 Peter 3:4,He said, rather, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight.
今天早上我们要来思想新约圣经给做丈夫的教导。
Now we're going to look at the instruction to husbands in the New Testament.
虽然就是今天我们要谈的是做丈夫的做太太的你们不要睡觉。
But although the focus is on the husbands, I ask the wives not to fall asleep during the sermon.
如果 做丈夫的没有做到的话，做太太的要提醒他。
Because you have the responsibility of reminding your husbands when they fail to carry out.
让我们把新译本念一遍，我们这一段第彼得前书第三章第七节新译本，我们需要把它念一遍。
Now let's read this same passage from the New Chinese Translation.
我们一起来念啊，照样你们做丈夫的要要体谅他比你软弱，要尊敬他，因为他是你的和你一同承受生命的恩典的，这样就使你们的祷告不受拦阻。圣经原文圣经有一个字在彼得前书里面出现两次。
And there's a word that appeared twice in 1 Peter in the original.
这个字在和合本圣经是没有翻译出来的。
But unfortunately, in the popular Union version of Chinese Bible, it's not translated very clearly.
而在新译本有翻译这个字。
But it's more clearly translated out in the New Chinese Translation version.
这个字是照样。这两个字，这第七节照样这两个字就是 likewise。
Yeah, it's the word likewise.
出现在第一节，这个字出现在第一节是讲到做妻子的，也出现到第七节就讲到做丈夫的。
So Peter used this word likewise in verse 1 when he addressed to the wives, and then in verse 7 when he addressed the husbands.
第一节是照样你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，好使不信道的丈夫受到感动因为不是因为你们的言语，而是因着你们的生活。
Okay, so I'm going to use the English standard version, which used the word likewise. Likewise, wives, be subject to your own husbands, so that even if some do not obey the word, they may be won without a word by the conduct of their wives.
这两节成为一个对比，是成为一个对称。
So these two verses actually parallel each other.
向妻子说话是吧？这段经文是向妻子说话，也同样的向丈夫说话。
So in this chapter, Peter spoke in one verse to the wives and another verse to the husband.
照样前面的经节是照样这两个字是跟前面的经节是有关系的。
And the way he used the word likewise is to relate to a verse that happened earlier.
第二章第十八节讲到做仆人的要存敬畏的心顺服主人。
And that is in verse 18 of chapter, second chapter. Servants, be subject to your masters with all respect.
照样做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫。
So likewise, wives need to be submissive to their husbands.
妻子顺服丈夫，做丈夫的照样也要接纳妻子和妻子同住。
And in the same way that wives need to be submissive to husbands, husbands likewise need to accept wives and dwell with them.
今天早上我们要提醒做丈夫的要爱你的妻子。
So today I'm going to remind all you husbands to love your wives.
爱妻子就要留意三点。
And to love your wives, you need to pay attention to three things mentioned below.
第一点是要和妻子同住。
And first is to live with your wife.
第二，要认识你的妻子。
And second, to know your wife.
第三，要敬重你的妻子。
And third, honor your wife.
以弗所书第五章第二十二节教导做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫。
Now in Ephesians 5:22, the Apostle Paul taught that wives need to submit to their husbands.
同样的，彼得前书第三章第一节也提醒做妻子的要顺服丈夫。
The same teaching point was also made in 1 Peter 3:1, that wives submit to husbands.
以弗所书第五章二十五节对是对丈夫说话。
Then Ephesians 5:25 went on to speak to the husbands.
提醒做丈夫的要爱自己的妻子。
Paul reminds husbands to love their wives.
而彼得前书没有提到爱。
But 1 Peter did not mention the word love.
只对丈夫说，你们做丈夫的和妻子同住。
He only said, live with your wife.
彼得前书没有提到丈夫要爱妻子。
Now, in 1 Peter, he didn't mention that husbands need to love your wife.
是不是做丈夫的要和妻子同住，而不需要去爱自己的太太一样？
Does it mean that husbands you only need to live with your wife but you don't need to love them?
不是的。
That's not true.
一个没有爱的婚姻，这个婚姻是不会长久的。
A marriage won't last without love.
我听起在辅导的时候常常很注重这一点，是要肯定说做丈夫的你们的结合是不是有爱的结合。
In my marriage counseling, I always emphasize this point that your marriage together is that based on love.
一个没有爱的婚姻是一个很脆弱的婚姻。
A marriage without love is going to be very fragile.
很容易的，遇到有拦阻的时候，遇到有困难的时候，两个人就很容易就分开了。
When the marriage come upon any difficulties, it will fall apart.
彼得前书虽然没有提到丈夫要爱妻子。
So even though 1 Peter did not specifically mention husbands love your wives,
但是与妻子同住。本身就包含了夫妻之间的爱。
But the fact that he said live with your wives already include in itself that you love your wife.
这个含义就可以引申到可以追可以引用到创世纪里面神所设立的婚姻制度。可以看得到。
You can trace all the way back to Genesis 2 when God first ordained the first marriage to see this meaning.
创世纪第二章是神设立第一个婚姻。
So in Genesis 2, God ordained the first marriage.
神把亚当带啊，把夏娃带到亚当的面前。
God brought Eve before Adam.
二章二十三节就这样的记载。
So in Genesis 2:23,
亚当看到神所造的第一个女人是多么的漂亮。
And when Adam saw the first woman that God ever made, it was so beautiful.
亚当就说这是我骨中的骨肉中的肉。
He just let out this exclamation, this is the bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh.
这个就表示了他们两个之间是一个肉体啊，骨肉之亲的关系。
This really means that they have such intimate relationship that she is like the bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh.
这个关系是很密切的关系。
This relationship is very intimate.
这个关系必须是以爱为出发点。
And it must come from love.
各位弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters.
我先要问弟兄啊。
I'm going, ask brothers here.
啊，你爱你的妻子吧
？Do you love your wife?
弟兄好像没有回答。
I didn't get many responses.
你爱你的妻子吗？啊，哦，最好的问题是先问太太。
But actually, I would get a better answer, a more meaningful answer if I asked the wives.
太太的回答是最准确的。
Because they would give the more accurate answer.
太太，你的丈夫爱你吗
？So wives, do your husbands love you?
啊，是啊，是啊，是真的啊。
Really?
好多年前我在报章上看到这样的一则的漫画。
A number of years ago, I saw this cartoon in the newspaper.
结婚之前，丈夫是走在妻子的后面，照顾太太，照顾得无微不至。
Before the marriage, the husband-to-be would walk behind the wife and takes care of the wife down to very minute details.
做丈夫的，就说当时候还没有结婚呢，还可以用手扭住做太太的腰。
And would wrap his hand around the waist of the wife to be.
是多么的罗曼蒂克的一个举动。
So romantic.
结婚以后做妻子的是走在丈夫的后面。
So after the marriage, the wife would be after the husband.
太太说：“喂，怎么走到这样快？我追不上。”
So why are you walking so fast? I can't hardly keep up.
爱不是在嘴里面，只说我爱我的太太。
So love is not just in words.
爱乃是在行动上表示你对太太的爱。
Love needs to be in deed as well.
好多时候我们说一套。
Sometimes, yeah.
我们说一套，可是我们做的是另外一套。
Sometimes, what we do doesn't match what we say.
我们买礼物给妻子。
We may buy gifts for our wives.
表面上是买给妻子。
It looks like it's a gift for her.
实际上是买给自己。
But actually is for our own benefit.
就好像有一个小孩子，他在下个礼拜就是母亲节哈，一个小孩子要买一份礼物给他的母亲。
So, next weekend is the Mother's Day, so I've heard a kid who bought a gift for Mother's Day.
妈妈买了妈妈把礼物一打开。
So when the mom opened the gift,
里面是一个卡通片的 DVD.
So inside is a DVD for a cartoon movie.
这个 DVD 不是给妈妈看的，而是给自己看的。
So this gift was not really intended for mom, it's intended for himself.
做妻子的哈，如果你的丈夫告诉你说，哎呀，下个礼拜是你的生日，我买 iPad 给你。
So if your husband tells you, wives, that next week is Mother's Day to celebrate and we're going to get you an iPad.
其实啊，你不要上当，你丈夫买，不是买给你，就是买给他自己，到时候自己玩。
So, don't be taken in, because the husband is thinking all along to play with this toy.
我们弟兄们呢，我们要爱我们的妻子。
So brothers, we need to love our wife.
我们就应该要和妻子同住。
We need to live with our wives.
我们要更加的认识她。
And we need to know her better.
我们要尊重她。
And need to honor her.
我们先看第一点，要与妻子同住。
So let's look at the first point, live with your wife.
第七节说，你们做丈夫的也要按情理与妻子同住。
Verse 7 said, husband, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives.
夫妻是在一起的。
The husband and wife should be together.
这个是在神设立婚姻的时候很清楚的讲明了。
That's what God clearly instructed when he established marriage.
创世纪第二章第二十四节说，因此人要离开父母与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
So that's what's said in Genesis 2:24. That is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh.
彼得前书第三章第七节，与妻子同住，讲到与妻子同住，这个是什么意思？
So what does it mean when 1 Peter 3:7 said, live with your wife?
这个就是婚姻中二人成为一体的意思。
Actually, that's mean the same thing as the two shall become one flesh.
丈夫啊，跟妻子不是两个人。
Husband and wives are no longer two.
乃是一个人。
But they are one.
丈夫疼痛，妻子也疼痛。
And when husband hurts, the wife does too.
妻子难过，丈夫也应该是跟着难过。
And when wife is sad, so the same should be with the husband.
弟兄姐妹，夫妻啊是不能够分开的。
So brothers and sisters, husband and wife should stay together.
不论我们遇到任何的问题、任何的挫折、任何的困难，我们还是需要坚持在一起。
No matter what kind of circumstances, trials and difficulties we come upon.
我们不能够说轻易的说我们就分开好了。
We can't just say, okay, let's just part our ways.
神所设立的婚姻是没有离婚这回事。
Because when God established marriage, he did not intend for divorce to happen.
神要的是看到的是每一个婚姻都是蒙福的婚姻。
God wanted to see every marriage to be a blessed one.
从圣经里面的教导，我们很清楚的明白说，神很注重每一个婚姻。
From the teaching in the Bible, we can see that God values each marriage.
神要祝福每一个婚姻。
And he wanted to bless each one of the marriages.
比方说在马拉基书第二章第十四节有这样的记载。
For instance, in Malachi 2:14,
这个记载是为了以色列人，神要责备他们根本对婚姻不忠。
God has really chastised the Israelites for their being unfaithful to their marriage.
马拉基书这样说，因耶和华在你和你幼年所起的妻子中间做见证，他虽是你的配偶，又是你蒙悦的妻，你却以诡诈待他。
This verse said, It is because the Lord is the witness between you and your wife of your youth. You have been unfaithful to her, though she is your partner, the wife of your marriage covenant.
这个事是讲到蒙悦之妻，你妻子是蒙悦的，又是在神的面前立约戒和的。
So your marriage is a covenant that's made before God.
弟兄姐妹，我们要忠于我们婚姻的伴侣。
So we need to be faithful to our partner in our marriage.
我们要爱他，我们要忠于他，保持圣洁。
So we need to love her and be faithful to her. That's part of our holiness.
我们绝对不能够准许任何第三者进到我们的婚姻里面。
We should not allow any third party to set foot into our marriage.
神看重的是每一个婚姻。
God really values each marriage.
与妻子同住在圣啊，在圣啊，有不同的圣经学者有不同的解释。
Now, this phrase, live with your wife, have been interpreted differently by different Bible commentators and scholars.
有圣经的学者这样解释，说与妻子同住是只做夫妻之间的啊。的生活上面的那种亲密的关系。
Some interpret this to mean the intimate lives they share.
可是对我来讲，我不是这样的解释。
But to me, I think it must go beyond that.
这我的解释是比这个更广泛的一个解释。
It has broader meaning.
因为在英文圣经里面，英文圣经啊。King James Version 它是讲到这个字 dwell.
In King James Version, it used the word dwell.
就是在里面，在里面的意思。
It means you live amongst.
同住包括夫妻两个人是身心灵的结合。
So it really intends to mean the uniting together of your physical.Your soul and your spirit.
啊，这个结合是啊，已经不再分彼此了。
So once you're unite together, there's no one or the other.
我读到一本的解经书对于这一段经文的解释。
So I read this following interpretation for this verse.
啊，这个解经书啊啊。我这是我自己的翻译哈，他这样讲：丈夫按情理与妻子同住，乃不是为了自己个人的欲望，像畜生一样；也不是为了个人的情欲，像鬼一样，而是根据知识，成为有智慧与和头脑清醒的丈夫，清楚明白神的话语。及他个人应有的责任。
So this is the writing by this particular commentator is shown on the slides. Husbands are to dwell with the wife according to knowledge, not according to lust as brutes, nor according to passion as devils, but according to knowledge as wise and sober men who know the word of God and their own duty.
丈夫和妻子同住是需要沟通的。
And in order for wives and husbands to live together, they need to communicate.
在感情上面，丈夫和妻子必须承担彼此之间的喜乐哀怒。
And it means sharing and even carrying each other's burden emotionally in happiness and sadness.
思想方面，彼此必须要有交流对交换个人的思想和看法。
And internationally, it also means that you freely exchange your ideas.
夫妻如果是他们的生活不沟通的话
if without this communication
他们可以身体是住在一起的
they may live under the same roof
但是两个人的内心已经是一个两个不同的世界
but their souls may be in different world
他们是同床异梦
So in the Chinese saying, that's sleeping in the same bed and dreaming different dreams.
夫妻必须是同心合意才是真正的夫妻。
But a truly loving marriage need to have their hearts and minds uniting together.
第二点是做丈夫的你要认识你的妻子。
The second point is that you, husbands need to know their wives.
你必须要和妻子同住。
And you need to live with your wife.
你也必须要认识你的妻子。
And you need to know them.
我问丈夫呢，你做丈夫呢，你认识你的妻子有多少？
I'll ask the husbands here. Do you know your wife?
你可以跟妻子同住几十年的时间，可是到最后，我们问起的时候，你根本不认识你的妻子。
Sometimes after living together for many years, you may still have the very foggy idea.
一对老夫老妻、啊。
And I heard of this couples, very aged couple.
有一天做丈夫的得了癌症
and husband is suffering from cancer
他差不多要死呀
and he's dying
临走前、做丈夫的对妻子这样说
so in his last days he asked his wife
他说老胖啊、
why? No.
我们相处的这样多年有一样事情是我很一直搞不清楚
So after all these years of living together There's still one thing I'm still quite puzzled about
我实在不知道、为什么每次我们在吃鸡肉的时候你总不让我吃鸡翅膀
Because every time when we have chicken You never let me have the chicken wings Why?、Yeah.
原来是对夫妻夫妇、丈夫是生长在富裕的家庭里面
You see, the husband grew up in a very well-to-do family
妻子、是出生在贫穷的家庭
The wife from a much poorer one
从小到大、丈夫、丈夫、在每次跟父母吃饭的时候，父母总是把最丰富的鸡的肉，就是鸡腿的肉，给做丈夫的吃。
So when the husband was growing up as a kid, his parents, because they have more means, they always want to give the best to the kids. So whenever they eat chicken, they always gave him the drumsticks.
做丈夫的吃鸡腿吃到腻、啊、
So he really was a little tired of eating drumsticks
他难得有机会吃到鸡翅膀
So he actually wanted to have the wings
可是做太太的他鸡腿对他是何等的珍贵因为从小到大他根本很少难得有机会吃到鸡腿
But for the wife Because she grew up in a poorer family, she rarely had the chance to eat the drumsticks, and that was the most precious part to her.
结婚之后，太太是她爱丈夫，总是把她认为最珍贵的鸡腿让给丈夫吃。
So after marriage, out of her love for the husband, the wife always gave the.What she considered the best part of the chicken to the husband.
她留下的是鸡翅膀给她自己。
So she would eat the wings and let husband have the drumsticks.
各位，如果你有注意圣经的话语的话，你我不知道你没有留意到彼得前书三章七节后面有一个括号。
Now, if you read.Your Bible carefully, you would notice that there is a little parenthesis or bracket in the verse.
我就在上面那边用红色把它圈了起来。
Yeah, you'll see that marked.
他说你们做丈夫的要按情理和妻子同住，请你原文做知识。
So it says, live your wife in be considerate as you live with your wife. Here, the original probably would mean in an understanding way or with knowledge.
我通常我都是会翻希腊文的圣经，希腊文的圣经真的是讲到知识这两个字。
So in the original Greek, it would use the word knowledge.
我们要问的是，到底这个知识是指什么知识？
But what kind of knowledge does it mean exactly?
这里有好几方面。
It can mean a few different aspects.
丈夫要清楚明白婚姻的意义是什么。
First, husband need to clearly understand the meaning of marriage.
第二点，丈夫要对他的妻子有深入的认识。
And second, the husband need to really have a deep understanding or knowledge of his wife.
这包括是妻子的个性，她的性情，她的需要，她的灵性生活，她的优点，她的弱点。
So that would include knowing wife's personality, her inclinations, her needs, spiritual life, strength and her weaknesses.
第三点，丈夫要有神的话语和属灵的知识。
And he also need to have knowledge of God's word and spiritual understanding.
丈夫是家中属灵的领袖。
A husband is the spiritual leader in the family.
他必须清楚明白，作为一个丈夫的，我的角色是什么。
So he need to clearly understand what his role is as a husband.
丈夫必须明白我的责任是在哪里。
And also his responsibilities.
他必须以神的话语来带领他的家。
He must lead the family with the word of God.
最后，再讲到丈夫的爱。丈夫要如果爱妻子的话，必须要尊重他的妻子。
And lastly, a husband who loves the wife must honor his wife.
到底丈夫要如何的尊重妻子呢？
How should a husband honor his wife?
首先，他必须要珍惜她。
First, he must cherish her.
他在家里面。妻子在家里面必须要有价值。
She must be seen as very valuable.
各位弟兄们啊，你不要在孩子，你不要在孩子的面前来责备或者是批评你的妻子。
So, brothers, please do not rebuke your wife in front of your children.
这是我在很多家庭里面我常常看到的，做丈夫常常在孩子的面前指责你的妻子，或者是改正你的妻子，这个是会对给做妻子的伤害。
So this I often see in many families, that is the husbands would rebuke or correct or criticize wives in front of their children, and that can cause a serious hurt.
如果夫妻之间有任何矛盾的话，不要在孩子的面前争吵。
So if you have something that needs to be resolved, do not fight it in front of your children.
一方面你会对于孩子有会给孩子有心灵上面的伤害。
And you would also hurt the heart of the children as well.
另外一方面也对你的伴侣有伤害。
And you can hurt your spouse that way.
为什么我们要尊重妻子呢？
Now, why do we need to honor our wife?
第七节说，因她比你软弱。
And verse 7 said, because she is your weaker partner.
这是第一点，因妻子比你软弱。
She's your weaker partner, that's the first reason.
我们要接纳男人跟女人是有不同的。
We must accept the difference between male and female.
即使第七节的新译本，它翻译的更好。
The New Chinese Translation did a better job in this passage.
新译本的翻译说，要体谅他比你软弱。
So it brought out the meaning of understanding her being the weaker partner.
丈夫要体谅妻子，就应该就必须做到以下的几点。
So for a husband to be considerate of wife being the weaker partner, they need to do the following.
第一点是丈夫要保护你的妻子。
And first, husbands need to protect their wives.
第二，要关注家中的一切的需要。
And second, they need to be mindful of all aspects of needs in the family.
第三，要成为一家的领导者。
And third, need to be a leader in the family.
第四，要承担家里有需要体力的一些工作。
And you need to do the physical work, the more physical work in the household.
比方说除草，或者是比方说 要抬重的东西提动的东西，丈夫要负起了这个责任。
So the yard work or the heavy lifting should be husband's responsibility.
要负起，最后要负起属灵领导者的责任。
But last but not least is a spiritual leader in the family.
为什么要尊重妻子的第二点是他是你一同承受生命恩典的约。
And the second reason to honor your wife is that she is heir with you of the gracious gift of life.
在神的眼光，丈夫和妻子是平等的。
A husband and wife are equal in the sight of God.
神的恩典临到的是整个家庭。
And God's grace would come to the whole family.
如果神要祝福的话，是祝福整个家庭。
So when God bless, He bless the whole family.
而不是祝福单单是丈夫。
Not just the husband.
乃是整个家庭，丈夫、妻子跟孩子。
But rather the whole family, husband, wife, and children.
是丈夫、妻子、孩子共同承受的。神赐福是给丈夫，也是给妻子。
So such blessings are to be received together by the husband's wife together.
稍微总结一下我们刚才所提的几点，我们知道说丈夫是一家之主。
So let's summarize what we have gone through. First.The husband is the head of the family.
丈夫和妻子的关系，丈夫跟神之间的关系很重要。
So as the head of family, he needs to have very good relationship with God.
如果我们做丈夫的，我们爱神的话，
if a husband loves God,
自然的他也会爱妻子。
Naturally, he would also love his wife.
他爱妻子，自然的他也会尊重妻子。
If he loved his wife, he also would honor her.
如果做丈夫的，他不尊重自己的妻子，他与妻子的关系是不会搞好的。
So if a husband does not honor his wife, he wouldn't have good relationship with her.
同样的，他也会跟神之间的关系搞不好。
And likewise, he would not have good relationship with God.
这也是第七节所说的，这样就使你们的祷告不受拦阻。
You see, Peter said in verse 7 here, so that nothing will hinder your prayer.
讲到这里弟兄姐妹我们都知道夫妻之间的相处很不容易
But,
是两个人都 从不同的背景生活习惯来，要放在一起的话实在是很不容易。
Now I'm not saying that marital relationship is easy. It is hard because we each come from different backgrounds, and to put two very different people to live together in intimate way is not easy.
我们也要承认啊，做丈夫的是罪人。
And husband, we also need to admit that we are sinners.
做妻子的也是罪人。
And wives are sinners too.
两个罪人放在一起的话，啊，就常常会有矛盾。
And when you put two sinners together, conflicts are really something that must happen.
好多时候，丈夫和妻子，我们在生活当中，我们常常会犯了一个毛病。
And we often have this bad habit, I guess.
我们常常对我们的同伴，我们的伴侣挑剔。
And we're too picky on each other.
我们常常挑剔这个，挑剔那个。
And we pick on little things of our spouse.
我不知道你们是不是你的情形，我们太过挑剔对方。
And I don't know whether this is exactly what happened in your family, but we do tend to do that, being too picky on our spouse.
在挑剔的当中，常常会造成对方的伤害。
And that can unintentionally hurt each other.
虽然我们的挑剔的出发点是好的。
Even if we pick with good intention.
但是往往忘记掉。好多时候是在无意之间我们伤害了对方。
Sometimes we hurt each other without knowing it.
以弗所书第五章讲到夫妻之间的关系。
Ephesians 5 taught marital relationship.
可是在第四章结束之前有一句话，我觉得很适合夫妻之间的关系。要搞好夫妻之间的关系，就必须要就要留意这句话。
But the last verse in chapter 4 is a very important verse that I think husband and wives need to remember for them to have good marital relationship.
这个是夫妻之相处之道的一节的经文。
This verse can be used as a rule of thumb in our marriage.
如果刚才在过去的半个小时我在讲的时候你在睡觉的话，
If you happen to have dozed off during the last half hour,
我现在敲醒你。
And just now I wake you up.
醒醒。
Or you can wake up
先读这段经文
and read this passage.
然后把它背在里面
and
然后你要睡觉你可以睡觉
and commit this verse to the memory, then you can go back to those.
好，我们来念哈，我们来念。
Let's read it together.
一起来念，然后一起来背。
And also commit that to memory together.
并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。我们请做丈夫的念。
The husbands, please read it now.
并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。做太太的
No, wives.
并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
已经记住了没有这段经文？
Did you,
是深深的刻在我们的心里面。
So, did you commit it to memory and engrave it on the tablet of your heart?
让我们一起来学习以恩慈相待，我们用恩慈来对待我们的伴侣。
Let us all learn to treat each other with compassion. Be kind to our spouse.
要存怜悯的心。
And compassionate to each other.
如果我们曾经有过伤害的话，彼此饶恕。
If there has been hurt and injury to each other, please learn to forgive each other.
请问你愿意不愿意做到这一点？
Do you like to do that?
让我们安静来思想。 这段经文。
Let's meditate on this passage.
想想看我做到多少呢？
And see how much I've been able to do according to this passage.
我们要靠着神的恩典，我们要以恩慈相待，求怜悯的心，彼此饶恕。
Let us ask God for His grace to help us, that we can be kind to our spouse and compassionate to each other.
我们一起安静在神的面前，我们眯着眼睛，我们默想这一段经文。
Let's close our eyes and quiet our heart and meditate.
天父，我们恳求你怜悯我们。
Heavenly Father, we ask that you show mercy to us.
好多时候，我们在无意间，我们伤害的我们的伴侣。
So often that we hurt our husband or wives unintentionally.
主啊，求你来怜悯我们。
We ask that you be merciful to us.
我们要学习。恩慈相待
that we learn to be kind to each other.
我们要学习存着怜悯的心，彼此饶恕
that we learn to forgive each other with a compassionate heart.
主啊，我们要做到这件很不容易
we know that it's not easy to achieve.
帮助我们
but we ask your help.
赐加力量给我们
we ask that you give us strength.
好让我们在彼此夫妻之间相处的时候，我们是真的能够以爱彼此的相待。
So that as we, as husbands and wives, live together, we really treat each other with love.
让我们的婚姻乃是一个蒙福的婚姻。
And bless our marriage.
让我们的婚姻乃是在众人面前做见证的婚姻。
And let our marriage be a testimony in front of all.
帮助我们。
Help us.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
It's in Lord Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
好，我们一起来唱一首的诗。